Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I really appreciate your riding shotgun for me.
I'm sorry. I just know your son is too bright to think that's the general manager of the Bears sitting there.
We got jokes today from Mugless Bill Darman in Algonquin, Illinois, and Greg in Naperville, and Ellen Kay in Hoffman Estates, and Pat Somebody in Waukegan, and we got a joke from Martin Peoria and Don in Crystal Lake, Tom Edson in Sheboygan, Wally in Mount Prospect, and Barb Partle in Bolingbrook. Thanks for those jokes, everybody. Mary Beth also wrote back that witch joke we won't retell. She said, on second thought, I don't want to hear that witch joke if Brenda says no. Trusting her woman's instinct, it's probably raunchy. Actually, Brenda thinks the joke's kind of funny and lives right on the border. She could go either way on that. About that, Marge Sipla, who compiled her favorite 1001 speed jokes, wrote yesterday, John, regarding that witch joke you won't repeat, it's on my 1001 favorite jokes file that I sent you. It's number 457. Feel free to repost that page. And Melissa Post in Kingston, Illinois writes, I was so excited to hear my name on the radio during speed jokes yesterday, but then you didn't tell my joke. So is that the joke? The problem, as many of you may know, is that we like to read your names. We appreciate you sending in the jokes, but a lot of you send in jokes we've already told.
Trust me, I know. In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a TV news anchor.
Count Chocula, the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man, and the Teddy Grahams Bear were all injured in a fire. S'more to come at 10.
One of the Mexican soccer... That's not bad. What did the Mexican soccer announcers say when the ghost scored?
Goal!
How do you think the unthinkable... With an iceberg. Hey, Dave, I own 200 goldfish, and I keep them in my bathtub.
Wow, what do you do when you want to take a bath?
I make them wear blindfolds.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
I've been wondering, how do you determine the sex of your bathtub fish?
Thanks for asking, Dave. Well, it's pretty easy. I give it some food, and if he eats it, then it's a male, and if she eats it, then it's a female. Freddy Krueger's late for work. The boss says, what happened? He says, traffic is a nightmare on Elm Street. Kanye's got a new country album, Dave.
I missed it. What's it called?
Yeehaw. The market had a bad day yesterday. Some of my stocks did terrible.
Like what?
Northern Tissue touched a new bottom. Thousands of investors were wiped clean.
Jeez.
I think we found a whole new batch of jokes. I'm a devoted beekeeper, so when my wife and I decided... By the way, Pete, do we have the musical punchline ready? It just dawned on me. I'm a devoted beekeeper, so when my wife and I decided to move to a new house in Ottawa, I carefully packed up my favorite hive and placed it in the car. She wanted me to leave it there for now. She's like, you aren't really going to put a swarm of bees in the car with us, are you? I thought she understood I couldn't leave my best queen and hive behind.